country is endowed with a lot of natural wealth, and there is a lot of plunder by the people that are already within reach and also are linked to the public service. And what the president assured the nation, it is more of a reflection of what Malawians felt 50 years down the line. We are remaining poor and we are remaining donor-driven and donor-dependency, when in actual fact, this country can become more independent and can become more progressive if they can curb corruption. And what the president made it very clearly, which requires collective efforts and all of us, is that we must not be protecting somebody who has plundered national wealth of the country and at the expense of an ordinary citizen. Everyone requires to be accountable, including he himself as head of state.
When you talk about corruption, the biggest corruption news in Malawi, at least for the past 2 years, is Cashgate. The president said that he will unveil the truth around Cashgate and that there will be no secret cows. Indeed, there will be no untouchables. The Cashgate involved the former president, Joyce Banda. Do Malawians believe there should be prosecution of anybody found responsible for Cashgate?
In fact, the statement in itself is a clear goodwill that he is committed to allowing Malawians not to be plundered and Malawians to benefit and participate in all decision-making and all economic agenda. And when one is plundering, those people, they must not be spared. They must also be taken into account, not until they leave office, but even whilst they're holding office. And that is where the National Assembly should be debating about the presidential powers, but also the immunity that the president enjoys and the duty and mandate of the National Assembly at this particular time. They must put all the spanners together so that whoever is involved in that particular issue, including the head of state himself, must also be taken into account for the interest of protecting what Malawians is entitled to benefit from.
President Mutharika says that he's going to pursue the same policies that had been adopted by his late brother. What do you make of that?
You may wish to notice that the first 5 years of the late Professor Bingo Mutharika was remarkable in terms of economic recovery, in terms of prudent utilization of resources, but also goodwill of donors, and most importantly, the issue that gave Malawi some confidence. So on that note, the first term of the late Professor Bingo Mutharika was very, very remarkable. And he is trying to work on the same path so that Malawi can regain the economic journey to take Malawi to prosperity.